Oh, everybody's talking about it, but here's a man who has seen it firsthand. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Greg Marcus from Marcus Theaters. And Greg, I got to find out, what have the crowds been like at your theaters this past weekend?
Oh, they've been great. I got to tell you, last night I actually went to one of our theaters to just check it out, right? Just to check it out, and it was unreal. I mean, the kids were sitting; they all sort of gathered in the front, and they were up and dancing like it was an actual live concert. Well, that's because it was. It was fantastic.
Now, did you ever learn the words to all those songs?
Only one of them, apparently, which we're not going to repeat here.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, is you have been all over. I even saw you on GMA the other day. And it's amazing how excited you get about your theaters, the performances, and most importantly, the people who come. I love your videos that run in the theaters where you actually, I mean, dare we talk about the Barbie promotion you did with the wig?
TikTok. Yeah, you know, it's pretty funny. You know, I'll tell you, you're one of the rare adults that actually saw me on TikTok. That's the beauty of TikTok, is if you see me on the screen in the theaters, which I, you know, get a little goofy up there, oh, man, that's like nothing compared to the TikTok stuff they ask me to do. And it, basically when it comes to, especially with TikTok, I just do what the social media experts tell me to do. We've got some great people on our team. And they tell me, they say, okay, do this. I'm like, okay. And it works because we get a lot of traction. But the beauty of TikTok, even getting crazier, is, as I said, no adult ever says, oh, I saw you on TikTok. Very rarely.
Well, so, sometimes your videos, your TikToks and the things that are presented are more entertaining than some of the movies. But I digress here, Greg. Let's talk about, what do you think the future of films like this is going to be in theaters? Are we going to see more concert films?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, I've been telling people, this is a phrase I've been using lately, you know, people think we're in the movie business, but really what we are is in the getting together with other people business.
Oh, I love that.
And that is true. And we've been talking about this for a long time, and frankly, I hate to go back there because I try to block most of this out of my mind, but if we go back to the pandemic, where I was being asked a lot of, well, what is the future, where we were worried about the existence of the movie theater business, many were, I said, you know, humans want to be together. We can't fight human nature, thankfully. And they're going to want to be back out and about and being together. And that's absolutely true. In fact, we still need even more of that. And, you know, with that going on, with that as a basis, then thinking about, well, what else could people do in theaters? And this isn't the first time there's been a concert film. You know, BDS was in months, you know, a while ago, a year or so ago, and we've got Talking Heads movie was just re-released recently. And so it's not the first time we've had concerts in theaters, but man, Swiftonomics, it's the first one with this kind of force going on behind it. And so it's great for people to broaden their view of what a theater could be.
Oh, and you are doing it right. And I love that you're encouraging everybody to come out and have a good time at the theater. It's such a feel-good film. Greg Marcus, thanks for getting up early with us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.